And welcome back to Computers 97 on 850 The Buzz.
Did we get rid of this guy yet? Or is he here the second hour?
That would be me. I'm
oh,
here.
Oh, no, he's still here.
I'm your worst nightmare.
Ah, yes.
A computer gate with Foxborough. I'm looking for my Foxborough supporters. Rally behind me.
Yeah, come on. Let's hear some of your...
All three of them.
Cronies is not a good word to use here. No. Followers, yeah, fans,
see,
whatever.
You think bringing somebody with this kind of following, you know, we'd increase our loyal listeners from 7 to 10, but it hasn't happened.
No.
Maybe 11.
Oh, no.
This segment of the show is, again, sponsored by the New Computer Digest and by Computer Renaissance, with two area locations in Crossroads Shopping Center in Cary and in Raleigh, in the North Hills Plaza across from North Hills Mall. And go give them a visit. They have some good stuff over there.
By the way, we forgot to mention a couple things. I had to keep him in, you know, he's having too much fun here with Uffy's, and we're forgetting all of his administrative stuff. We have a giveaway to do later.
Oh, yes, we have a giveaway.
Me?
We're going to...
No, I hope not.
Girls, don't forget it. He rides in a car with his dog, and it's hard to tell the difference. Giving away a software, a piece of software called Career Navigator. It is by a company called DBM, Drake Bean Moran Inc. And it is it's a good piece of software. You've had they've been on the show before, and what it does is it is a piece of software which helps you in making career choices. It gives you a way to step through questions and for your skills and your job tools and so on and so forth, and allows you to do a systematic, in-depth survey of to assess your best job potential,
right,
and then try to
see what you should go into, what type of professions you should approach.
Yeah, clearly communications is not one of mine.
let me have that. Maybe I should be a nuclear physicist.
That's right. Too late.
Missed my calling.
He called me at home this week, and he said, "Larry, what's happening?" I said, "Yes, sir. What's going on?" He said, "I'm booting the laptop up, and I get this message. Cannot find operating system."
That's not good.
That's what I
said. Bad. Very bad. Bad.
Did you tell him to clean the lens on front of the thing so he can find it?
I mean, so all you do, this is what I love about this. It's a reboot. And guess what?
I'm already wearing shoes.
I didn't even remember that. I got to write these lines down. And guess what? It found it this time. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful what Windows 95 can do.
That's not 95. That's a hardware problem.
It prints money.
Now you hear it.
That's a hardware problem.
I'm going to refer all my calls to Emna.
Yeah, but remember, 95 didn't even come up yet.
Right.
See, it's the BIOS came up, and the BIOS were looking for the operating system. Couldn't find it.
Did they have the address?
And it's probably...
What's the deal?
Just off Creedmoor near Millbrook.
Maybe they didn't have the cab fare, so they can't. But the thing is, no, it can look at the hard drive, and maybe the hard drive wasn't spinning. I mean, there's so many problems. But, I mean, I would definitely recommend that person to back up his hard drive now, just in case this is something that is not a fluke.
Next time, it may never find the operating system. Some operating systems are all look-alike.
Yeah. 860-0850, The Buzz.
During
we can get rid of him. We've been waiting.
During the conference in New Orleans, mm-hmm, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a guy that came over. He's a futurist.
He makes as much money as some philosophers.
A futurist. Let me see. What was his name?
There was Alvin.
And a chipmunk.
And a chipmunk. Alvin's also
Arthur Shostak.
God bless you.
Okay.
Arthur Shostak. He's a PhD.
What's his PhD in? Futurology?
I don't know, but what's a PhD?
No, I didn't say that.
Forestry.
forest trail.
You can't see the forest for the tree. Okay. Bad job. Bad job. Bad.
He had a presentation. It's very interesting, and it is on the internet now at the SOCAP, at www.socap.org under conferences and 97 highlights. But I read it, and I was real impressed with. I mean, I didn't attend the presentation, but it's very interesting, and it's got glossary for the future. I tell you what, let's take that phone call, and then we'll come back to it. Good morning. Good morning, you're on air 50 The Buzz.
Hi, how's it hanging, Amnon?
Okay.
Probably loose.
Age of Access. Glossary for the future. Age of Access.
See, I told you, it didn't say Age of Foxborough.
No, Age of Access. In which connectivity drives toward the access of everyone to everyone, everything to everything, and everything to everyone. Now, can you say that three times fast?
They pay this guy to do this?
They pay this guy
to do this. Well, we are in the wrong business.
I wrote that line.
Oh, I knew somebody.
What is diversity IQ? A basic measure of the capacity to survive and prosper in the age of access. Diversity IQ is built on the ability to move freely and tolerantly among people of various races, culture, backgrounds, and beliefs. I mean, you think you stop and you think about something like this, and I can have a lot going in my mind just reading a passage like this.
I guess it's just the futurologist stuff that, I mean,
I can't read.
I like this. Intelligent disobedience.
Intelligent disobedience.
What seeing eye dogs are taught. Essentially, that they are to obey unless they have a better idea. Think about it.
I'm trying to think what the dog is thinking about.
Well, what if a female dog
in heat runs by and his better ideas?
I wasn't going there.
Here it is. You're working for a company, and everything is great, and you're following orders and everything. But then you say, well, this will work better this way.
Yeah, and you know your chances of getting that.
Yeah.
Have you been reading Dilbert lately? I don't know if Jim's ever worked for a big... Oh, we got a phone call?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good morning, you on 850 The Buzz.
Good morning. I have just a general question about access and visual Foxborough. I just got in the mail yesterday from Microsoft. It says, open the door to new talents and opportunities, and it offers a package called Visual Studio 97,
right,
including Visual Basic, Visual C++, Visual InterDev, Visual Java, I guess.
Yeah, plus Java plus. Plus, right.
And there's Visual Foxborough with it. What is it giving everybody, sort of everything? I mean, who can use all that?
Let me just ask Jim something before you answer. Do you have to take a second mortgage to get that back?
And, actually, no, it's kind of expensive. Okay. The answer is yes.
Go ahead.
The idea behind Visual Studio is Microsoft wants you to start developing and using components, pieces and parts. Take pieces and parts, throw them all together to make an application. Their development platforms, the ones they are serious about developers using for real-world distributed applications, are the ones that are in the package: C++, Visual InterDev, the J++, Visual Basic, Visual Fox. They want developers to get that package, look at all the tools, and use the right tool for the right part of the application. The data type stuff you may do in Visual Fox. The GUI front end you may be more comfortable doing in Visual Basic. And some of the data engine stuff you may have SQL Server on the back end, or you can use in Visual Fox. The idea is, here's all of Microsoft's products. Pick and choose what you want and build your application using their tools so that you have in front of you everything you're going to need to build any application you ever want to build. That's Microsoft's idea.
Gosh, it sounds difficult. I mean, in the sense that I guess you would load all these things simultaneously.
You can load pieces and parts if you want to. But their design goal in time, and they're getting very close to it, is to design, say, for example, a form designer where you build your screens from. They want a form designer that you can put Visual C++ code behind, Visual Basic code behind, or Visual Fox code behind. It won't matter. The idea is a common set of tools, a common set of utilities, and you can pick and choose the language you want to use behind those specific parts. It seems daunting because it's so much, but the idea is an integrated development platform so that you can become a Visual Studio developer because you'll know the pieces and parts of Visual Studio.
And part of it is just marketing, as Jim said.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Microsoft is a tremendous marketing machine.
Really?
Really. Because the other big program is Office 97 and Office 97 developer tools, and that's the other thing they want you to do. I mean, Jim talks a lot, and he's right about all the visual tools. Well, the other tools in Office include the Word and Excel and Access and all these. You can use the same visual tools
mm-hmm.
that you get in developers, the Visual Studio, because mm-hmm. I have that. It's, I think it's 3 CDs.
many shiny things.
Oh, many, many shiny things with links to the web where you can download many more shiny things for more money.
Service Pack.
You mean those walls that open and close?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
still have a caller online.
Oh, we do. So
okay.
It's an expensive piece of software, and you can buy components of it out there if you're interested in one, because they sell Visual Basic, they sell Visual Foxpro separately. So you know, it all depends on your interest and level and what you want to do with it.
I'd be worried about one thing. Why did they send it to you?
Well, exactly. I mean, this is...
Are you a developer? Do you want to be?
Sending me a Pinto drive with the advertisement for a Mercedes-Benz. You know.
Run away!
Yeah, I mean,
you've been on the wrong website.
Right. A compliment, I could just take it as a... Well, I do have several Microsoft products. That's why I got
That's
it.
Why
I
they...
Guess,
yeah. And you register them.
You will be assimilated.
Right.
This is futile.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thanks
You're welcome.
For calling 850 The Buzz. All right, and good morning, you on 850 The Buzz.
Good morning, this is John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
I've got a couple comments. One earlier, Dan was talking about having to clean up his drive by
right.
reformatting.
Yeah.
I just got a utilities program the other day, and last night I did a terrific job in cleaning it up that way.
Which one?
Nuts and Bolts.
What did it do? When you're talking about cleaning up a drive, what did it do?
Pretty much everything. I had about 200 megs left on a 1.6 gig, and after I was done, I have over 900 megs. But I got rid of all my old...
Do you have anything running? Is anything still functioning?
Oh, yeah, everything.
Okay.
Like old Netscape, I didn't know it had so many cache files and everything in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I kept my old version just in case, but and other demo programs that I've tried, you know, and expired
okay.
or disused.
John, let me tell you something. A program like that, it's smart enough maybe to go and delete old files or things that don't have any association with anything. And we have that I wouldn't say ability, but problem of installing programs and then not uninstalling them, but just deleting them, and the associations are still there. There were a few programs. If this is what it's like an uninstaller.
Clean
cleaner. Yeah.
There's a bunch of
them. The problem is a program like that will not and cannot, there is no program that I know of, I wish there was one, that will go and actually check for RIQ conflicts, address conflicts, and say, you know, you need to change this one and make it here, and change this one and change it to this number. Programs that use different libraries may have an old library in their directory, and it can also use another library from the Windows directory, which is newer, and there's a conflict. Things like these are nightmares, and I don't know of any program that will do it. Now, any kind of utilities like what you're talking about is a good thing to use in order to get rid of the trash, the garbage, the leftovers that nobody needs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a problem like Dan had, that things don't work right because of conflicts, the only good way of doing it is to just start from scratch and let 95 put everything in its place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good thing, but you can't just bank on it.
It does check all your ports and things like that and cleaned up the registry. I had like over one point one meg in the registry, and it found like, I think, 80 or 90 orphan files in there. Cleaned it up, and I only have like...
Maybe I need to take a look at that. That's
John, how long did it take you to do this?
Probably a little over an hour.
Yeah, because I know Clean Sweep will run through a bunch of orphan files. The problem I've always run into with those things is it gives you so many criteria. And the end, it goes, are you sure that you want to do this? And you go, well, I don't know.
Okay, just that one.
Right. I mean, because I've used Clean Sweep and I think Uninstaller. But I think
this is more like Norton, you know, a little more than just a Clean Sweeper.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Nuts and bolts.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at it.
You said you had something else?
I just got a new motherboard and a 200 meg Intel Pentium MMX.
Wow, it even gave you that after it was done?
No, I got that.
I'm
going to
buy nuts and bolts, so Duffy's trying to destroy the studio. Excuse us.
I was curious. After I installed it, everything's working fine, but I thought the MMX just came out this year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is this year, so.
On the Intel Pentium, it had the copyright 92 to 95.
Now, that's for the chip itself.
Yeah, basic chip technology.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're still okay.
And one of my programs that looked at it says it's like a 269 meg MMX.
Take it.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was just maybe an error in the program reading it, or
yeah,
if I could maybe drive it faster.
No, it's an error in the program.
Because you can overclock them, but not that much.
Yeah, not that much. No, there's as a matter of fact, there's a lot of programs that are looking at the AMD and thinks it's still a 486 and not a Pentium.
Yeah.
It's a 486 running at 1,200 megahertz.
Yeah, right. I have that too.
Yeah.
Intel Coral looks at it.
Pentium with MMX.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's a good. Which one did you get? The Intel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Okay. Thank you much.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
I've got an 8088 running at 200 megahertz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Good
for
morning.
A year, right?
Good morning, you 850 The Buzz.
Good morning, Amnon.
Good morning, Daryl.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing just well. Hey, I just wanted to call in and invite all your listeners to a new seminar that has recently been developed. It's titled How to Develop a Business Present on the Internet. I've heard a lot of discussion this morning about Internet usage, and the seminar really is intended for those businesses or individuals that want to develop a presence on the net, and it's really geared to understand what Internet commerce practices to use and how to go about, developing a strategy for Internet usage. So the seminar is going to be held on October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30. That's Thursday evening. And Saturday, October 25th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Internet Center, thanks to you. And the seminar is free. So I strongly encourage everyone listening to attend. It's been a real success so far. We've had a number of people that have attended some of my other seminars, and they feel that the information provided is quite beneficial.
Is this the same seminar with a new name? Because I like this name a lot.
Henry did it, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good name.
Yes, yeah. Actually, the reason that we kind of readjusted the name was people thought it was a get-rich-quick type
of
queen, you know, and they thought, you know, we're going to, you know, show them how to make millions of dollars in one night. That's not the intent. The intent is to show someone how to get a domain name, how to go about finding a web developer, understanding, you know, how to perform a business transaction, a financial transaction over the Internet. So we discuss a lot of those tools and a lot of those strategies to make that work.
And if you go up on your website, which is www.ciagents.com.
.net.
.net, I'm sorry. You can see a couple examples of some of the stuff you've done. It's real nice.
Yes.
www.ciagents.com.
.net.
.net.
Oh,
see?
Hey, let me try it. www.ciagents.net.
All right.
All right. So
he's the new host. He wins.
And you can also register online at the same location. And you can also call the Internet Center at 233-2000. If you want to register your space. But I would strongly encourage those folks that have an idea or, you know, you're a little bit hesitant about making the decision, come on out and, you know, let me share some information with you.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Hey, well, I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm enjoying your show. And just to let you know, I've been out of the country for the last...
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I was in the land of the Great White North.
Ooh.
So, Canada.
So you're calling long distance?
No, actually, I'm back in Raleigh.
You're calling long distance?
Oh. So you got the puck out of there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey. All right, guys.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Thanks for calling HBC The Buzz. All right. Your calls.
This is the giveaway time, right?
This is the giveaway time.
So you're supposed to call.
Right. Let's do it like this, yeah. So be the fourth caller. After we go out to the commercial, and you win the Career Navigator. And fourth caller to 860-0850 after we go out to the commercial. So get ready. Your calls are coming up next on the station that wants to pay your rent or mortgage and your car payment, 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 97 on 850 The Buzz. 860-0850 is our phone here, 860-0850. And if you are a 360 communication customer, it is #850. And we do have a winner.
We do have a winner.
Yeah,
and,
right?
Larry Cole is his name.
Larry Cole.
And he was kind enough to... Larry called. Be quiet.
Crowd noise.
Yep, we have a winner.
I mean, we look like the bar scene from Star Wars in here this morning.
He'll be navigating his career in no time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you so much. And as I mentioned to him over the phone, his software will be available business hours at 8:50 The Buzz during the week.
During the week. With us in the studio...
Is he still here?
He's still here. Jim Duffy of Take Notes.
Computer consulting. We make geeks.
We make
good geeks. We are a training firm. We make programming geeks.
on a serious note. God, I can't believe I'm serious. I read an interesting thing the other night about the difference between a programmer and a developer. And it was sort of an esoteric point, except that a programmer, they defined as someone who writes code. And it's standard. A developer is someone who develops business solutions for customers and actually makes money at it. I'm tossing this over to Duffy's over here trying to figure this out.
Duffy, is there something on the ceiling that is interesting?
There's exactly 4,700 little holes in that piece of tile.
He's checking his database, folks.
Format the drive. That's a good point, though. I mean, a programmer, I can see in a sense, a programmer is someone who's been told, write this code, make this code, make it happen, and they sit there and they write the code. Or developer would be somebody who, I think a better word in that situation, it's probably been migrated to the word developer, but probably the word analyst was what it used to be.
Yeah.
The analyst looks at the problem, figures out the business solution, decides, oh, here's what we need, this is how it needs to be done. A programmer, make this happen.
Writes the code, and there are people who do both.
Mm-hmm. They're called programmer analysts. That's the usual corporate title. I'm a programmer analyst. Thank you very much.
But you know, you read about the young kids who are inside Microsoft writing code day and night to hard rock music. These are not developers. These are code writers, and they're very valuable.
Right.
But they have a limited role in the whole scheme of things, and it's probably why most of Microsoft software takes so long to debug.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know specifically, but I'm sure the project leads, the people who are designing a product, where it's going, what it's doing, probably aren't doing the C++ coding to get it there.
No, I'm sure they're not. I mean, it was an interesting distinction because you teach business solutions. You teach people how to take your tools and solve business problems.
A
lot more than just teaching them. This is how
he's trying to.
I know he's trying to. It's a very hard
thing. I see where you're going. Instead of just teaching somebody, here's how you write XBase, here's how you write Visual Fox Pro code, here's how you analyze a business problem, and here's how you use the tool to design an entire application to solve that
exactly.
Exactly where we're going.
Yeah.
And that's the idea.
And that's why companies want to spend money for it, because they know they're not getting a geek, they're getting someone who can actually solve a problem for them.
Agreed.
So.
But we do make good geeks.
Well, we do good geeks.
And if they're a geek when they come in, we make them a nerd.
All right.
It's a migration. It really is.
Do they get a pocket protector, or do they have to have one coming in?
And a pair of glasses with tape in the middle. Thank you very much.
I used to have those.
No, the
good morning, Joe. 850 the Buzz.
Ooh, it's a Special K here.
Yes,
Big K.
Special K.
That would be a serial mouse user.
Yes,
that's true. This is a serial show.
Terminal
shredded wheat.
Hey, are you guys into history?
Always.
Into the ancient world and the Gold Rush 1849 and the birth of modern China.
I don't even remember what I did last week.
Why do I ask, you say?
Why do you ask?
I say.
I'll tell the line.
Well, because you can get a 7-day trip for two to the historic destination of your choice around any one of those themes for free if you visit thehistorychannel.com.
Oh, good.
They're giving away a trip to 6 different places in history for two. How do you like that?
You had to go.
And if you're really lucky, you can get a Microsoft Encarta virtual globe instead.
A virtual globe?
A virtual globe.
You're not really standing on the planet.
So visit.
Beam me up, Special K.
Feel like Bill Gates, who's complaining about the $53 million assessment for his home.
$600,000 in property taxes.
That's right.
Is that right? I love it.
Oh. I hope his light switches don't work. Anyway, so you can win that at thehistorychannel.com. So that's a good place.
Can you
to
visit Bill Gates' home as one of the sites?
No.
All right.
If you lose, you have to stay with him.
Oh wow.
Okay, now you into movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you asking?
Why do I ask? You say. Check out blockbuster.com where they have the Halloween Wide Web Sweepstakes.
Can you say that 3 times?
No.
And what do you win on the Sweepstakes?
You win a year of free Blockbuster rentals.
Wow.
Cool.
That's cool.
You'll never have to go to the movies again. So check out Blockbuster.
Okay.
And of course, we're leading up to what holiday is coming up.
Our favorite.
Thanksgiving.
That's right.
No, St. Fidget's Day. Halloween's after that.
St. Fidget's Day. I love it.
But let's go on to Halloween. If you go to magic.net, you can take the great Halloween quiz. Did you know that Halloween didn't even show up in the dictionary until the 1700s? Did you know they didn't have a dictionary until 1725?
They didn't have any H's, did they?
That's right. So visit, that's a real scary site. So is Halloween.com, where they have everything you want to know about vampires, witches and werewolves, cemeteries, miscellaneous costume props, the hazelnut, witchcraft, witches brew, and I could go on, but I won't.
Thank you.
And if you...
Not a bean.
Once you've been there, if you have any questions, guess who you email?
Who are you emailing?
Dracula?
Spook@Halloween.com.
Oh.
Isn't that creative? Now, the big kahuna is sitting here trying to get hooked up so you could hear this, but unfortunately his connection's not making it through.
Mm.
At night.net, they have Halloween carols. Carols, that's right. Halloween carols, and they will play right through your system. And I can't get hooked up, so I can't let you hear one of these, unfortunately.
You see, this is what happens. You talk about it, and the whole world connects.
That's right. It must have been.
It's this show.
It must have been what the problem is here. Anyway.
We have 8 loyal listeners now?
Oh, yeah. All right. They're all gone after they listen to this. Now, at AOL.com, they have, their members have put together a page. It's the ultimate Halloween site. And since it comes from AOL members, it must be very scary. That's right.
Not a
thing. They've got all this other stuff that you want to find out about Halloween. There's good sites there for kids and good sites for costumes and carving pumpkins and all this other good stuff. There's another site that will take you to wonderful or terrifying Halloween edibles. And this one's pretty good. They have pumpkin cake, spider cake, graveyard dessert, edible eyeballs, witch's hats, and ghost hand punch. Now, the interesting thing about ghost hand punch, we all wonder, why didn't we think of this?
Why didn't we?
Because all you have to do is buy some new latex gloves, wash one out, fill it with water, fasten the arm closed with a twist tie or rubber band, freeze it, and then float it in the punch while you're serving it. And I think that's pretty creative. Where else could you find this stuff? Betty Crocker doesn't tell you about it. Only on the net.
Mm, finger food.
And we've got another site where you can get your very own jack-o'-lantern screensaver. Ooh, scary boys and girls.
Oh, I like it.
And lastly, the Big Kahuna came upon a great site. You know how you've always wanted to know, well, what's at the movies, and you either don't get the paper or you've thrown it out or the dog's done his business on it, and you really don't want to sit there and have to call and wait to get through and then listen to all of the movie listings to find out what's going on. Well, somebody locally has come out with MovieMinder.com. Now, this sounds like a national site or an international site, but it's not. It's movie times and theater listings for North Carolina's Triangle area. Movies. And it's great. You just go to MovieMinder.com, find the theater you want to go to or the movie, and it will list the times and where it's playing.
And it does reviews. Oh, this is a great site, Jim.
No reviews.
I thought there were some reviews that he was doing.
I didn't see any reviews. But isn't that a great site? You don't need the paper anymore. You don't have to call them up. You just have to have a
computer.
You know, $5,000 computer and a $3 a month connection.
I have
50, and you can find out what's out of the movie.
I have 50 cents. I could buy a paper. Or.
You've got to go all the way down the street. Oh. You've got to find that probably out.
Oh, that's right. It's raining. You know.
You got to
get
the sports section. You got to do the main part. Oh,
right,
oh,
right,
get it.
I mean, how much better can life be?
That's right. You've got it all.
All right. Well, these are the sites for this week, so check them out.
Yeah, they'll be there later on at www.850thebuzz.com/showurl. Show.url.html.
Show me yours and I'll show you mine. If Amnon does it right, there's some great graphics that are also animated graphics going on the site.
This is why I didn't do it last night, because this is going to take time.
Yeah, very scary things for all of you internet surfers out there.
Including floating hands?
That's right. Try that punch bowl thing out.
I wonder what other latex things you could get filled with water, freeze, and float.
No, let's move on from there.
Let's move on.
Okay, have a good week surfing.
Take care of it.
Talk to you later.
Are you going surfing today?
Yes. I'm putting on my wetsuit. The weather's great. I'm going out.
You got
good for you.
Take care.
Thanks for calling, Big Kahuna.
Bye.
Bye. Big Kahuna is always a welcome addition here. Boy, this is great stuff.
Yeah.
850 The Buzz. 860-0850. 850 The Buzz.
Yeah.
You want to say?
No, I just like this Movie Minder site. I couldn't remember the URL because you showed it to me.
Yeah.
And I just think it's
talking
a
about fun. URL, your URLs, there's another URL here in the room that we need to mention so people can get to. The www.takenote.com.
Come. Nothing but raw talent across the mic.
I know. I mean, this is why he's been here for
okay. www.takenote.com.
I mean, I don't know if Dietrich was supposed to say it, but he's the man.
Very nice. Very nice site. Very nice site.
If you're interested in our visual...
a nice site.
Yeah, if you're interested in taking a look at our Visual Fox Sports training offerings, what we offer, course outlines are out there, schedule, the works about our training, what we do. Be happy to have you at our site.
And he also has links to access stuff. I know, because I've been there.
Ixnay the access links. Ixnay the access links.
www.takenote.com.
Works for me.
Yes. Here's something else from the futurist. I don't know who. Moore's Law. Who's Moore? Moore's Law.
Yes. Demi Moore, isn't it? No, that happens after we have Congress over and over and over again. Get Moore's Law.
Moore's Law.
The capacity of a computer chip doubles every 2 years.
And it's priceless.
If the law holds for another 8 years, computers will be 16 times as powerful as today. He is not giving me much of anything to look forward to, Larry, because I'm going to see you there every weekend trying to double your speed.
Chips ahoy.
And it's, if the law holds for another 20 years, a computation, and you guys developers, a computation that now takes a day to complete.
Most of the Fox. No,
24 hours.
That would be an access.
Oh, yeah. Will be more than 10,000 times faster and may therefore take less than 10 seconds.
Aha. They have that already. It's called supercomputing.
Yeah, well.
I've got a cray under my desk.
His number two is that the cost of computer halves every 18 months.
See, I think that Moore's Law is now into warp speed. Because
I don't know if this comes from Bill Gates, but his name is at the bottom. It says, accordingly, I mean, you know, to the computing is... Accordingly, the next question to ponders asks, what if communicating were almost free?
Bill would still be rich.
I'd have to pay $600,000 real estate tax on that house. But now, see, Duffy's Law says the size of a cow chip doubles for each bale of hay they eat.
In 2002, Monster Microprocessors, and this may be from Bill Gates, may turn PCs into personal craze. They will run any software, regardless of which type of PC the program was written for. In 2005, smart TVs may keep track of your past viewing preferences and suggest new programs that dovetail with personal tastes. You don't even have to turn stations. What can I say?
Sit there and say,
can we clear that history, though?
2008. Telephones may incorporate one-chip mainframe that instantaneously translates for callers with different languages.
Again, been there, done that. It exists.
2011. Computers may become so smart and even human-like that they will begin usurping. Is this a...
he's losing it. Is computer is getting to him.
Spelling.
It's a spell
entire
check.
Corporate
test.
Department. USURPING. Is that a word?
Usurping.
Usurping. Is that a...
Yeah.
Entire corporate departments. What usurping means?
It means... Take over.
Take over.
Take soup
surpassing
and... eat soup loudly.
Loudly.
Well, just look at Lieutenant Commander Data in Star Trek. I mean, that's real.
Your call...
He can run the whole ship.
That's right. They don't need him.
Your calls are coming up next on the station. You want to pay your rent, your mortgage, and now your car payment to 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 97 on 850 The Buzz. 860-0850 The Buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz. Oh, be quiet.
Okay. I want to mention again that Net Day 97 is October 18th next week. Next weekend?
Next weekend, yeah. And all the this is a good call for all the geeks to come out and help.
Absolutely. And to find out how you can help, you can call them at 888-NC-NET-DAY. Which is 626-3832. Or you can look at their website at www.explorenet.org. Explorenet.org.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a geek because you can. A lot of times
they need
on everybody. Boxes
they need,
and.
Absolutely.
Man, guess what I did? I created computers.
You know, it's fine. Whatever it takes in order to get the thing to...
And Duffy was there counting them. I mean, he's great.
Management. I'm telling you, I can do that. Management. You, over there. You, over there. You, over there. I'm good at that. I'll just sit in the corner and not do anything.
You're a natural.
I hear you.
He doesn't know what he's talking about, does he?
Well...
He just takes notes.
The mouse and the...
He just takes notes. Very good.
Yes. Not bad. Mentioning the company name and not even knowing it. I like the way that works. I'll have to take note of that next time.
Jim, let's get just a little serious here. Okay?
Why? I'll try.
Let's get a serious.
It's hard for him.
Did you say Geo died?
No, I have no idea.
The Geo operating system.
Actually, along the same lines, Geo, you know why they put rear window defoggers on the back of the Yugo?
Why?
You keep your hands warm while you're pushing it. But the Geo operating system, I have no clue. Clue and less.
I don't know. I mean, it was a nice arrival to Windows. When Windows 2.0
needed to be pushed.
Windows 386. I mean, this was working. It was there. It was, what did they call that interface? There was a name to it.
GUI. No.
No, there was a name to that particular interface, way that it looked. Whatever. It was a good operating system, and Jim is...
No clue.
He's
Jim doesn't
mourning.
Have a clue.
He's in mourning.
860-0850. Do you know what happened to Geo? Give us a call. 860-0850. We still have a few minutes. We'd like to know what happened to Geo.
We're going
to
get a call. It's a car from Chevy.
I was going to say, didn't he get reborn in a car?
I'm driving one right now.
What else is going on?
What else is going on?
This is our week two of Internet Explorer, and Sun is suing Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
for the, because they said that in the new Internet Explorer, the Java that Sun writes doesn't work.
Yeah.
And Microsoft is going.
Yeah, and the problem is?
Yes.
Yeah, and the problem is.
The problem is. It's so much fun to listen to these people whine back and forth at each
but,
other.
But, I mean, you know, for every fight, there's also somebody who's making peace.
Yeah, the lawyers for a lot of money.
Intel and Digital hang up their gloves.
Yeah,
they,
right.
They don't fight anymore. They're close to an agreement that would end the legal battle that began with Digital filed a patent infringement suit.
Oh, this is for the Alpha chip, right.
Charging that Intel has misappropriated South Digital designs for its Alpha chip.
Right.
So that's nice, you know. I mean, every, when there's a war between them, we win. When they make peace, we win.
No, actually, when they make peace, we lose because
no,
they're in collaboration
no,
again.
No, we don't, because somebody else that sees collaboration says, okay, we're going to beat them in Baylor, so we're going from Cyrix, we're going to AMD.
Yeah, isn't capitalism grand?
It's great.
Yeah, it makes sure that there is no such thing as universality or multi-platform, or one platform.
Standards? By the way, the problem with the 200, I think we finally licked.
What?
The Cyrix, the 75 megahertz.
Good. It's a bus speed,
it's
right?
It's a bus speed, and right. We need to get different motherboards to work with that. I wish I could get Kevin up here.
A bigger Greyhound, maybe?
A bigger Greyhound will do, too.
That'd work,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah. A faster bus. You know, maybe they...
No cat. No cat buses.
Maybe they watch the movie.
Jim.
Oh, bad.
I'm going to see you all next week over there.
Yes, we'll be teaching our advanced Visual Fox Pro and our client server Visual Fox Pro class. Having a grand old time doing it. We'll be covering all kinds of neat stuff.
He does. I mean,
I know. I hang out over there at lunch. He buys good lunches, too.
Can you say Lucky Charms? I'll bring milk. We have cereal milk.
Actually, I like mine with Pepsi.
Oh, man. Shredded wheat and Diet Coke.
Yeah, buddy.
Which URL did you come across this week that is interesting?
What URL did I come across?
www.takenote.com.
It was wonderful.
Let me turn off that mic.
What have I been looking at? This has been a real technical week. I've been on Access and developer URL, so... Plus, my laptop is still being repaired in California.
Yeah, it's still being repaired in California. It will be back here. Do not worry.
I am worried.
Today we're gonna end up the show the right way.
On a positive note?
Well, of course, we always end it with a positive note, but I don't want to cut anybody off at the end. So we still have a few minutes.
We can start saying our goodbyes.
You can
start barking, Jim. His dog's been listening to him.
Gradle.
Dog's going nuts. Oh, my God.
There he is. I love it. Where is he? Dogs are great. You know, you can put them outside for 40 years and open the door and they'll come back and go, yeah, I like it.
No, it seems my dog has a better approach. Let's jump through a glass window.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm out.
Just don't put any pictures of any female dog, I mean any male dogs on your big monitor.
That's right.
Be careful.
Oh, that is funny when you get your speakers going and you get some of these sites.
Yeah.
Like you play some of the games like Microsoft Golf that has the birds and the dogs in the background and my cat tries to attack the They look at the screen and
see, now I'd put that sound in Microsoft Golf. You hear,
tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, that's good.
I knew you guys were good for something. Visual Fox Pro.
This is
audio
a computer
Fox
show.
Pro.
This is a computer show, gentlemen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Microsoft Golf is a computer program.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got this 200 megahertz motherboard problem.
I met many of them.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we need to say goodbye. So I need to say goodbye to a lot of people. Goodbye to the people at EPM.
Oh, are you leaving? Are you going somewhere that I don't know? Yeah.
Rio. And to my daughters, Rebecca and Monsi, to my wife, Paula, who didn't call this week and give us a bad time about anything. So... And the gym. I'm happy to say goodbye to Jim. But I'll be hanging out next week, you know, like the little spy in the corner.
You know, you can come by later.
And to Nikki, of course, the little guy.
Jim, who do you want to say hi to?
Oh, let's see. I'll say hello to my wife, Christine. Of course, Gretel is out there. She's running in the house right now.
woo.
And so was the dog. That was a terrible joke. I'm dead when I get home. Christine, I didn't mean a word. They've got a gun to my head. Remain calm.
There's a golf club here. You can jag hit him with it.
And my laptop is sitting there by itself at home. I know it's going through withdrawal. I'll be there soon. Remain calm.
Yeah, mine's in California. Permanent withdrawal. Learning how to speak avocado or something. I don't know.
And it has been a pleasure spending this time with you two.
It was fun.
Yes. We do have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Today was pure fun. We helped.
We didn't teach anybody anything.
Oh, yeah. I think we did.
I think we covered some stuff.
We
got that zip drive problem. Confused.
We helped quite a few people out there. I made sure of that. Don't worry about that. While you guys were having fun, I was...
He was taking calls on the side.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, we're over here. Moonlighting.
This is a real show.
Hey, it's me, Rocco. I got this problem.
That's right.
All right. I guess that's it.
Dead air time.
Are you going to get new music soon? I mean, here's a Van Halen album.
No, I love this tonight show.
Music. Sorry, Raquel.
How about Jump? Van Halen. We got a Van Halen album over here. I mean, you know, this is when Sammy Hagar was on. This is actually a pretty good piece.
We need to format your hard drive.
You want to say anything else?
Why?
All right. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to 850 The Buzz and to Computers 97. As usual, practice self-computing.
Self-computing. Just compute yourself.
Safe computing. Back up your hard drive. And don't forget to use the virus scanner.
Yes.
We'll be back here next Saturday at 8. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station that wants to pay your rent or your mortgage plus your car payment. 850 The Buzz.